the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
It was fit for a king, a car and a wonderful yacht. I'd never be happy till I'd got you. If I had a fortune and most everything I once used to wish that I'd got, I'd never be happy till I got you. What's the use of crying for the moon up above? Nothing really matters when you haven't got love. If I saw the world like a bird on the wing and knew I could take all the lot, I'd never be happy till I got you.
Acres, Wintergreen Dance Band, informing us I'd never be happy till I got you, which they recorded in London in July of 1928. Harry Acres led a late 1920s and 1930s band which made a small number of recordings, but he did appear in a film which was very successful. It was called Let's Make a Night of It. It was a 1937 British musical comedy film directed by Graham Cutts and starring Charles Buddy Rogers and June Clyde. The screenplay concerned a husband and wife who acquire rival nightclubs at the same time. So now you know. It is a really good film. It's a lot of fun, so I recommend it. Now, I'm afraid that sadly there doesn't seem to be much information out in the ether about Reggie Bristow. And I think after hearing his wonderful band, that you'll agree with me, that that is a great shame. I do know, however, that he was not only a band leader, but he was also a successful composer. As in 1935 at the Arts Theatre in London, they put on a production called Mysterious Universe, for which Reggie Bristow had written the entire musical score.
In a little black shawl, a plain old-fashioned little black shawl, I kiss each stain that may remain of the tears I caused to fall. Each hour I spent on somebody's knee comes back to me with each memory. Now is it any wonder at all my heart's wrapped up in a little black shawl?
Another one of our kingdom's lesser known band leaders, that was Jack Chapman and his Albert Band. Yes, his Albert Band. Now, why were they called that? Well, because they were the resident band of the Albert Ballroom in Glasgow, and Mr. Chapman was their leader there for many, many years. They recorded Little Black Shawl at the McLuhan Galleries in Glasgow in June of 1934. Now, Betty Kent is up next, and she's singing as part of her husband's band. They are Teddy Foster and his Kings of Swing. This is from 1937.
Was an old man Newt. He played on an old banjo, and he would start to whoop it up whenever things got slow. He never gave a hoot for what the day would bring. He'd hitch up his old suspenders, and this is what he'd sing. I've never done a hard day's work, I've never even tried. My papa got so sick of work that he got up and died. Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with a banjo on my knee. Our cow stood on the railway track. The train was coming fast. The train got off the railway track, so let the cow go past.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with a banjo on my knee.
Hey, say, Teddy, old chap, this one's absolutely super.
Well, sing, my boy, sing.
There used to be a skinny gal. Her name was Allie Mae. She took a frightful sneeze one day and blew herself away.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with a banjo on my knee.
Old Di caught a great big fish, man, and this was his reward. Indeed to goodness, the fish tamped up and swallowed Di and jumped right back overboard, man. Aye.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with a banjo on my knee.
Think that far ahead.
Oh, let it rain, let it pour, nothing worries me, 'cause I go right on singing with a banjo on my knee.
We've heard these words and we've heard this tune, now something worries me. Please tell me, Mr. Foster, are you gonna swing for me?
Sure.
Before we go any further, I have had a lot of people writing in asking about Tiddles. Yes, yes, Tiddles, you have a fan club. And a lot of people have been contacting me asking what Tiddles looks like and whether or not I have a picture of him I can show you. Well, Tiddles is a middle-aged cat. Don't look at me like that, you are. And he is a softie, he's a tabby, he doesn't have any white on him, he's a little tiger, and he loves sleeping in the sun, he loves music, and he loves reading your emails. So thank you so much for writing in and asking about him and writing to him.
Think about it, ho, ho, I have to laugh, ho, ho, just to think about it bends me right in half. I saw the peanut stand, heard a rubber band, saw a needle that winked its eye, but I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw the front porch swing, I heard a diamond ring, I saw a polka dot railroad tie, but I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a clothes horse rear up a buck, they tell me that a man made a vegetable truck. Now I didn't see that, I only heard, but just to be sociable I'll take their word. I saw a lantern slide, saw an old cow hide, and I just laughed till I thought I'd die. But I think I will have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. Thank you. I saw the garden walk, I heard a banana stalk, saw a pig with an awful sty. But I think I well have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw the sugar bowl, saw the jelly roll, I saw a picket fence, and that's no lie. But I think I well have seen everything when I see an elephant fly. I even heard a chocolate drop, I went into a store, saw a bicycle shop. You can't deny the things that you see, but I know there's certain things that just can't be. The other day by chance I saw an old barn dance, so I'm a pretty gullible sort of guy. Well, I think I'll just about have seen everything when I see an elephant fly.
Giraldo and his orchestra and their 1942 recording of that wonderful Disney classic, When I See an Elephant Fly, which was from the feature cartoon Dumbo. The band's tenor saxophonist George Evans was on vocals there. Now, let's see. What should we have next? How about this one? It's from Harry Hudson. And his Radio Melody Boys and All of Me. The wonderful Sam Brown supplied the vocal refrain there. Harry Hudson was one of my grandfather's favourite band leaders, so I have to confess to having a rather affectionate spot for anything by Harry Hudson. Oh, look at this. The label says it's by Edgar Jackson's Gargoyle 5. I kid you not. Edgar Jackson's Gargoyle 5. Let's hope their music is prettier than their name.
Listen to a great announcer spilling this thrilling new text. Told me what to do. Try this very notion out on you. I asked your father and he said, okay. I asked your mother and she said, hooray. By special permission of the copyright owners, I love you. I asked your grandpa and he said, why not? I asked your grandma and she said, get hot. By special permission of the copyright owners, I love you. Oh, your good old nurse thought you might do worse. Your butler thought so too. If they agree you're the one for me, then why on earth don't you? The preacher's ready for the service, so why the hell should you get nervous? By kind permission of the copyright owners. Oh gee, I love you.
Wonderfully named, Edgar Jackson's Gargoyle 5 were the resident band at the Gargoyle Club in London. Now, it was a private members club founded in 1925 and was on the upper floors of a Georgian building that still stands on the corner of Dean Street and Meard Street in London, Soho. I think the number is number 69, if memory serves. Yes, I have been there myself back in the 1980s when it was a weekly club and it was called the Bat Cave. Yes, I know. They had a lot of the new romantic people there. I remember Susie and the Banshees and Nick Cave and gosh, there was quite a few of the names that you went on to be quite well known themselves were there. Now, let's move quickly forward, please, and listen to the Three Jinks as they sing with Sidney Kite & Co.
Thank you. misses, she's mine. I'll get those kisses, now I'm in clover. I've caught some fish on my line. I own those lips, yes sir, I own those eyes, yes sir, and a whole lot more. She was worthwhile waiting for. This is the missus, just look her over. This is the missus, she's mine.
Three Jinxes were one of the most successful British vocal groups of the 1930s. They began their career as instrumentalists. Ivor Robinson was a saxophonist, Jack Joy was a pianist, and Eric Handley was the drummer. And they met while playing in the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra. Later they joined Sydney Kites Orchestra, where they were regularly featured as vocalists, with such success in fact that in 1933 they decided to concentrate on singing full time and put their musical instruments away. They also sang backup on records of stars of that day, such as Al Boley, Jesse Matthews and Betty Balfour, and can actually be seen in the closing scene of the 1934 British comedy film Roadhouse, which among its cast had Emling Williams and Stanley Holloway, and I believe Gerardo was the band leader as well. Hello, Tiddles. Yes, yes, your record is on the gramophone now.
Fishy too. Swim, said the mommy fishy, swim if you can. And they swam all over the dam.
Down in the meadow in a little bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam all over the dam.
Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. And they swam all over the dam.
The mommy fishy, or you will get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed.
So the three little fishes went off on a spree, and they swam, swam, swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, or you will get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. So the three little fishes went off on a spree, and they swam right out to sea.
Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. And they swam right out to sea.
Here's a lot of fun. We'll swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam.
It was a lark till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We yelled, the little fishes, here's a lot of fun. We'll swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and swam, and it was a lark till all of a sudden they met a shark.
Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
Boop, boop, there's another boop. Boop, boop, there's another boop. Boop, boop, there's another boop.
Come on, sister, come away from that shark.
Help, cried the little fishies. Gee, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails and back to the pool in the meadow they swam, and they swam and they swam back over the dam.
And they swam back over the dam.
Basil, you naughty boy. Where are you?
Here I am, Mum, under the weeds.
Aberdeen-born guitarist George Barclay singing about Harbour Lights with Mantovani and his orchestra in 1937. Apparently he impressed people with his quiet manner and speech, which came out of the fact that his accent was so broad and he was so concerned that anyone south of Hadrian's Wall would struggle to understand him. His record company dubbed him the Shy Singer because of his quiet demeanour. How lovely.
Hey!
here's Cascades of Rhythm, only recorded four tracks, which is a shame. However, this is one of their records that we've just listened to, an instrumental entitled Turn Off the Moon. I know that they had a residency at the Cabaret Club in Beak Street in London, which is just off Regent Street, if you're familiar with London, and that was in the summer of 1937. But other than that, I'm afraid I really don't know much about them. There are so many bands that I can say the same of. It's such a pity, as the likes of Mr. Newbury and his Cascades of Rhythm, then, well, I believe they deserve to be remembered just as much as the bigger bands of the time. I hope that you agree. Here's another band that should be forever remembered. This is Orlando and his Glen Eagle Hotel Orchestra. Did you recognise the singer? Did you? Yes, there was something familiar about her. That's because it was Vera Lynn. Yes, our Vera. She was just 20 years of age when she recorded Mine Alone in London with Orlando and his Glen Eagle Hotel Orchestra. Joe Orlando and his Glen Eagle Hotel Orchestra, that is a mouthful, isn't it? were another outfit that only recorded a handful of records, but they did enjoy a very long and successful residency at the Glen Eagles Hotel. Now, okay, so let's have this week's dose of smiles from Mr. Leslie Cerrone, and he's backed this time by Jack Hilton and his orchestra in 1929.
The dew is on the ground and the earwigs are flying. Snails all around on their couches are lying.
Where a
happy family, I'd like you all to know. We live with Uncle Joe in a little bungalow. It has got a garden and he keeps him on the go. When a friend says, where's your uncle? We just answer, oh, he's mucking about the garden, always on the go. Seeds begin to show, weeds begin to grow. Mucking about the garden, dear old Uncle Joe. Works for hours among the flowers and then begins to grow. Everything is lovely, lovely, everywhere, everywhere. Morning, noon and night he's on the go. Oh, mucking about the garden, dear old Uncle Joe. Sings ripe tomatoes, apples or plums, watching his onions grow. I will now expound. Always plant rice pudding seeds a mile beneath the ground. Go and get your toasting fork, you'll find there's lots of jobs on. And don't forget that radishes are watercress with knobs on. And there's one thing more I'd like to say while on this tack. If your rhubarb's far too forward, simply bend it back.
Thank you.
Beyond the Blue Horizon, with the ever-reliable Jack Plant singing with Van Phillips and his band in 1930. Jack was quite an interesting character. Before he became a full-time singer, he had worked in a Manchester soap factory, and he had, for a time, been a footballer, even having a tryout with Manchester United. However, World War I came along, and he enrolled in the army and drove a very early form of tank. Yes, he was with the fledgling tank regiment. Amazing chap, he really is. We'll speak more about him another time when we've got more time. Directing the Bitmore Players and Faces in the Firelight, with Hardy Williams on vocals there. Now, they don't seem to be able to capture the same charm, do they, as the lyrics of the songs of days gone by. Faces in the Firelight, what a lovely sentiment. Our last record is another one that I doubt that anyone would record today, which is a pity, because I think it's a very, very funny and jolly record. It's by Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Orphiennes, and it's The Baked Potato Man. And Harry Bentley and Carol Gibbons himself lend their voices to this recording.
Your baked potatoes, baked potato man. How I love one in this jacket, in my tummy soon I pack it. Add a little butter and a pinch of salt. Look at those big taters on the spike, potato man. They're the things that everybody likes, potato man. In the winter when it's snowing, to your can with fire a-glowing, everybody's going to the baked potato man. Thank you.
that was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening.
You did?
Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.